This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Healthy Aging, providing you with the unique energy support of Pure NT Factor. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years with a 45-day money-back guarantee of nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. Let's go. Let's take your phone calls, 877-726-8255. That's 877-726-TALK. And we got lots of time to field your questions. We also have some questions from some of our listeners who have recorded questions. Just go to drhoffman.com. And on the homepage, this only works on a PC or Mac, not on your mobile devices. It's not mobile enabled. But on your PC or Mac, there's a little rectangle on the right side of the page. And if you click on that, you can record a question. We'll take some of those questions momentarily. But first, I want to talk about exercise and its relationship to your weight. You know, there's a certain amount of inevitability when it comes to obesity. Obesity is, to some extent, related to our genes. But which is more important, your genes or your exercise levels, in determining your amount of body fat? And there's some encouraging news from a recent study which looked at postmenopausal women. They say here, although many women may blame genetics for their expanding waistlines, a new study shows that as women age, they are more likely to overcome genetic predisposition to obesity through exercise. According to one of the lead authors of the study, quote, "We are born with our genes, but this study suggests that we can improve our lives and health with exercise regardless of genetics." And in particular, this worked well for postmenopausal women. The benefits of exercise were seen to be greatest in women over the age of 70. The recommended amount of exercise, at least 75 minutes per week of vigorous intensity, or alternatively, at least 150 minutes per week of moderate intensity exercise. So what they found was individuals who performed the requisite amount of exercise were able to optimize their body weight in spite of genes that put them at risk for overweight. All right, this is another study related to the benefits of exercise. It turns out that exercise can dramatically decrease your risk for heart failure. Now, let's distinguish between heart failure and heart attacks. We know that exercise prevents heart attacks. And statistics now show that fewer people are experiencing heart attacks and fewer people are dying of heart attacks, because we actually have better ways of treating heart attacks. More people survive heart attacks. More people are avoiding heart attacks because we're doing stuff to both prevent and more properly treat heart attacks. So heart attacks are somewhat of a success story in the American medical picture. But when it comes to heart failure, that's another story. And part of the problem is that more and more people are surviving heart attacks. They then have weakened hearts, and then they go on to develop heart failure. And heart failure is a miserable condition because you feel slowed down, you have swollen ankles, occasionally have episodes of CHF, congestive heart failure, where literally you're drowning because your lungs are filling up with fluid. And it's a devastating condition that affects a lot of older Americans, estimated 5 to 6 million of us. And what can we do to prevent it? Well, it turns out that physical activity can be a major hedge against heart failure. What they're saying here is that as little as 6 years of lack of physical activity in middle age was linked to an increased risk of the disorder. Conversely, doing just 6 years of physical exercise can reduce your heart failure risk by 31%. Moderate to vigorous activity each week consists of brisk walking or biking, and that may be enough to reduce your risk by nearly one-third. Just going from no exercise to recommended activity levels over 6 years in middle age may reduce heart failure risk by 23%. In this study, the average age of participants was 60, and so, you know, don't give up the ghost when it comes to exercise when you hit the big 6-0, because you can prevent congestive heart failure. So here's a study which shows what exercise is not beneficial for, because I, you know, believe in true reporting here, and I gotta call it as I see it, because some studies do not bolster what we believe exercise can do. And the headline here is dementia exercise programs don't slow brain decline. All right, and that's a disappointing conclusion. But a study in the British Medical Journal says that exercise programs for people with mild to moderate dementia don't work. And I'll qualify that in just a minute, but I'll tell you what the study found. They found no improvements in thinking skills or behavior in more than 300 people in their 70s who did aerobic and strength exercises over 4 months. So I think you can see what's wrong with this study. This was actually part of a NHS, National Health Service initiative, to see if they could take people with mild to moderate dementia and turn things around for them by putting them on an exercise program. And what they found was they were healthier, their physical health improved, but their mental performance did not improve. So they concluded that no, exercise is not really a hedge against brain decline. And, you know, probably as a result, they're not going to invest a lot of money from the cash-strapped NHS in exercise programs for people with dementia. So typically they spend at least 20 minutes on a fixed bicycle, and they lifted weights while getting out of a chair, and they were encouraged to do exercise at home for another hour each week, and it didn't really work. It didn't really work out. They found that cognitive impairment had declined in both the exercise group and the non-exercise group, so exercise didn't work. Well, here's what I have to say to that. This does not disprove that exercise, when undertaken in middle age, before the onset of dementia, can be a hedge against brain decline. In fact, many, many studies suggest that it's a wonderful way to protect the brain from deterioration. And we talked in hour one about the effects of diet on brain shrinkage. Well, exercise helps to increase the production of something called BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factor, which is like Miracle-Gro for brain cells. And indeed, exercise can be a wonderful hedge against brain decline. But what if you're already demented? Should you begin an exercise program? Is it going to help? According to this study, not. But keep in mind that this study was done on a very small number of individuals over a very short intervention period, just 4 months. So is it realistic to think that after serious brain deterioration, that a mere 4 months of an exercise program, some of which was supervised and some of which was left to the recognizance of the patients themselves on their own at home, that would be enough to forestall brain decline? Typically, when we look at brain effects, we got to look at years, not months, and it still remains entirely possible that exercise over a period of 3, 5, 8, 10 years could forestall brain decline, even in people with dementia. But this study, unfortunately, did not demonstrate it. Nonetheless, exercise is going to make a big difference in overall survival and well-being and quality of life and ability to maintain independence, because balance and strength are improved, and those are important ingredients in taking care of yourself. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number. We'll be taking some of your calls in just a moment.
Be proactive. Sure, you take your daily vitamins, but do you replenish the glutathione levels in your body as part of your long-term health strategy? Glutathione is our body's primary antioxidant. It is unique in its ability to repair and rebuild cellular damage caused by free radicals, exposure to environmental toxins, and the aging process. As we age, our levels decrease, making it important to continually boost our glutathione levels. Why is RegActive so groundbreaking and so important? Backed by over 20 years of published research, RegActive products contain ME3, a patented probiotic delivery system which carries glutathione past our stomach acids and into our bodies, stimulating our own body's production of glutathione. It's a paradigm-changing approach to health and anti-aging wellness. Join our family today. Our RegActive family of glutathione-producing supplements, liver and detox, cardio wellness, and immune and vitality. Be proactive. Choose RegActive. Available online and coming to fine natural products retailers nationwide. Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 for questions. And we're live. We're available. 877-726-TALK. For questions related to intelligent medicine. And let's take a call from Susan.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I am wondering if you could comment on a prenatal vitamin that would have all the requirements as far as omega-3s and that would not have synthetic vitamins, as well as should any vitamin, prenatal or not, have glucose syrup and sucrose. There seems to be a lot of additives to some of these prenatal vitamins, and I just wonder if you could recommend one overall. Thanks.
Okay. Great question, Susan. I have to say that more and more I'm seeing young couples who come to see me for sometimes preconceptual planning. You know, what should they do to detoxify, to optimize their chances of fertility? Because fertility is a big issue these days. A lot of people are getting married later and they're having trouble. They're needing IVF and it's not working. And so this is a field within integrative medicine. There are actually nutrients that can improve sperm quality and egg quality and increase the likelihood of a positive pregnancy outcome. And then during pregnancy, there are certain considerations. When it comes to prenatal supplements that are recommended by OBGYNs, I really don't like them because their whole philosophy is conservatism. Like, they go real low on nutrients. They're afraid that, you know, too much in the way of vitamins is going to screw things up, which is not the case. And their ingredients are generally, you know, poor quality. And there are a lot of additives. Instead of using natural folate, they're using synthetic folic acid, which to some extent prevents neural tube defects, which is the rationale for including a lot of folic acid in prenatal supplements. But far more desirable is natural folate. And so there are three main things that I prescribe to pregnant women, actually four. One is a good prenatal vitamin, but it's hard to get fish oil into the capsule. you know, because you want a capsule or a tablet, and this is an oily substance, so you want a separate fish oil. So my favorite prenatal is called Prenatal Nutrients by Pure Encapsulations. Now, that's a brand that's not usually sold in health food stores. It's available via our online portal called Full Script. If you go to drhoffman.com and click on Shop, it'll invite you to enroll in Full Script at no charge, and then you can shop there for, you know, literally thousands of supplements. But in the prenatal category, Prenatal Nutrients by Pure Encapsulations, very clean product, without bad additives, very high-quality ingredients. That's a good start. You take a couple of those a day, along with a fish oil. But I like, instead of fish oil that contains more EPA than DHA, I like more DHA than EPA, because DHA is essential for brain development in the developing fetus. And so we use DHA, and my goodness, the kids that are popping out of these moms are super smart, verbal, all the right things. And choline is also an important nutrient. A lot of pregnant moms aren't getting enough. You get choline from eggs. You get choline from soy. But additional choline is useful during pregnancy, so I recommend a choline supplement. And absolutely do take a good quality probiotic, like our Dr. Hira's probiotics are great, safe to take during pregnancy. And it turns out, according to a recent study, I might have it right here on my desk, which states that women who take probiotics during pregnancy, they have a lower risk of giving birth to a baby with or a child with eczema. So probiotics can be a hedge against childhood allergic diseases. They affect the microbiome in a positive way, and I think are an important part of what you ought to be taking. Now, I'm conservative because I don't think you should be taking a ton of stuff during pregnancy unnecessarily, you know. But so keep it to a dull roar. Those four basic supplements I think will do you. Here's an announcement from a new sponsor. And I want to share this message with you because it's about osteoporosis, a big problem, a lot of women concerned about that, and often they're urged to take medications with potentially harmful side effects. So forestalling and even reversing bone loss becomes more and more important as we age. And here's a comprehensive formulation that supports optimal bone density to ensure your future bone health. It's Osteothera plus Ipraflavone from Claire Labs, a real quality manufacturer of very clean supplements. Osteothera plus Ipraflavone helps inhibit bone resorption and promotes new bone formation. The Osteothera plus Ipraflavone formulation is vital for supporting the body in the formation and regeneration of bone to ensure your optimal skeletal health. I believe in Osteothera plus Ipraflavone so much that I've included it in the Intelligent Medicine Bone Health Protocol that you can find at drhoffman.com. And I recommend it to my patients. So for more information to purchase Osteothera plus Ipraflavone, just go to my online dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com for Osteothera plus Ipraflavone. It's a great product. All right, 877-726-8255 is our number, and we'll be taking more of your phone calls. We'll talk about how meditation and breathing can sharpen your mind.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As I continue to look for more ways to fulfill my pledge to provide the information you need to make informed choices about your health and wellness, I've developed a simple way for you to access curated supplement protocols previously available only to patients in my private practice. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. You'll find easy-to-follow links to not only the best individual products, but also to my brand new Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle Supplement Protocols that combine the products I recommend to achieve your specific goals, heart health, immunity support, and much more. We provide only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. It's the easiest way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need in order to follow the Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle. And for a limited time, you'll also receive 10% off and free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details on each of the protocols and to take advantage of these special offers, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 for live calls. And we got some recorded calls that we can take. In just a moment, we'll talk about the benefits of meditation and breathing exercises. But first, let's talk to Chris. Welcome.
I'd like to see a segment on CBD oil.
Okay. Well, indeed, we have done some of our weekday podcasts on that subject recently. We've done a couple. Most recently, we did one with Carl Germano on the subject of CBD and cannabinoids. So what we're talking about here is not smoking pot. We're talking about extracts of hemp oil that are rich in CBD and other compounds. It seems that just using CBD alone is less effective than using a complex mixture of oils that are derived from hemp. And what Carl has referred to is something called the entourage effect, whereby some of these compounds work in synergy with CBD. Some drug companies have actually patented CBD and are trying to market it for specific indications like epilepsy in kids. In fact, there was a recent study showing that a certain type of epilepsy responds really well to CBD oil. But there's more to it than just CBD. And hemp oil, really, I believe, is going to become one of the super nutrients of this decade. It's really a breakthrough. There's some legal constraints because, well, there's been a lot of confusion in this country. Products that are derived from hemp have been stigmatized because, after all, it's the same species. It's Cannabis sativa as pot. And there's been a lot of concern that, there's the confusion, in fact, because the thought is that these are just stoner compounds when actually they have some real medicinal value. There's a internal system in the body called the endocannabinoid system. It's like the endorphin system, but endocannabinoids have receptors throughout the body, not just in the brain, but on many organs. And they have anti-inflammatory effects, and they have mood-stabilizing effects. And, I've experimented with both oral CBD and also vaping CBD. In terms of, just seeing the effects that it would have on my body. And I don't have any medical complaints, but I do have, some soreness from my athleticism. And my goal was to see if I could reduce some of the downtime, where I was feeling too sore or, experiencing injuries. And I really have to say that since using CBD products, I'm able to exercise more regularly without a lot of that downtime, where your muscles are sore, and you're experiencing, just kind of a, don't feel like doing anything today. So, in addition, for patients who have ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease, some of my patients have reported real benefits from taking oral CBD or hemp oil-derived products, not just with the CBD. They have anti-inflammatory effects. They have pain-reducing effects. Patients with anxiety report improvements in mood. But without the downside of feeling sedated, when you take Valium or when you take Xanax, things like that, you're going to feel hungover, you're going to feel knocked out. It's not great to try and drive or perform tasks that require fine motor skills. But when you're taking CBD, there's no stoner effect. And they have a really good effect on mood and anxiety. They're very helpful also for patients who experience insomnia. I have some patients who've taken products that are designed for sleep, like melatonin and kava and valerian, magnesium, theanine, to no avail. I mean, they help some people, but for some people have said bad insomnia that these things don't really touch them. And when they took CBD, they really got dramatic improvements in their sleep quality, ability to fall asleep without medication. So there really is a whole vista of benefits that these compounds can unlock. And some of the more exciting developments include protection from cognitive decline. Now, you might say, look, one of the best ways you can screw up your brain is to smoke a lot of pot, particularly when you're young. I mean, it has a demotivational effect. I'm not for kids smoking pot. But when it comes to selective compounds, minimizing the THC and including higher amounts of CBD and other related compounds derived from hemp, there may be some real brain protective effects. So the paradoxical thing is that, yeah, you smoke a lot of pot, you may screw up your motivation, and it may make you dumber early in life, but it may also reduce inflammation in your brain so that later in life you're less susceptible to amyloid deposition, which can cause Alzheimer's disease. I mean, this really needs to be opened up. We need to remove hurdles to research on not just marijuana, but the whole field of cannabinoids needs to be further researched so we can harness the benefits of these compounds. And, you know, ultimately, they're going to be supplements. They're available. You can get them online. One of my favorite products is something made by Thorne. Their hemp oil product is really great, and you can get it via the Thorne portal. If you have trouble getting registering for that, you can call the Hoffman Center, and you can register for access to it and become a direct an order directly. All right. Meditation. We know it's beneficial, but can it sharpen your mind? It's long been claimed by yogis and Buddhists that meditation and ancient breath-focused practices strengthen our ability to focus on tasks. That's the whole basis for the TM movement, Transcendental Meditation. But they finally studied it at Trinity College in Dublin. And this study explains for the first time the neurophysiological link between breathing and attention. What they have found is that meditation and breathing techniques increase the ability to focus, decrease mind wandering, improve arousal levels, create more positive emotions, decrease emotional reactivity, along with many other beneficial effects. So what's going on is that breathing affects the level of noradrenaline, which is released when we're challenged, curious, when we exercise, when we focus or emotionally aroused. And the way we breathe affects the chemistry of our brains in a way that can enhance our intention and improve our brain health. They found that participants who focused well while undertaking a task that demanded a lot of attention had greater synchronization between their breathing patterns and their attention than those who had poor focus. So the conclusion is that it may be possible to use breath control practices to stabilize attention and boost brain health. Now, this has tremendous implications for anxiety, for attention deficit disorder, or for performance optimization. And you better believe that a lot of these millennials in Silicon Valley and elsewhere are paying attention because they believe that focus and attention is at a premium. They're doing everything they can to sharpen their brains so that they can participate in a highly competitive marketplace. And meditation appears to be a practice that can really, really improve brain efficiency, as well as reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease and have other healthful effects. So, it's interesting because I think when it comes to a health portfolio, a lot of people are down with good diet, you know, especially listeners to this program. They're okay with that. And a lot of people are down with exercise. They exercise a lot. And a lot of people are down with taking vitamins and supplements. They take plenty of those. They expend sometimes an inordinate amount of their income on taking helpful supplements for brain health. But when it comes to meditation, yoga, breathing practices, that's not so easy because that involves the opposite of activity. It's almost like an inactivity. It's like turning off the brain. It's like tuning out. It's not proactive. It's passive. It's relaxing. And for type A individuals, myself included, it's one of the hardest things to do And yet one of the most important things to include in your portfolio of good diet, exercise, supplements, it's the missing ingredient for a lot of people that will complete that perfect equation for optimal health. All right, 877-726-8255. We'll take some of your calls in just a moment here on Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. As we age, forestalling and even reversing bone loss becomes more and more important. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a comprehensive formulation that supports optimal bone density to ensure your future bone health. It's Osteothera plus Ipraflavone from Claire Labs. Osteothera plus Ipraflavone helps inhibit bone resorption and promotes new bone formation. The Osteothera plus Ipraflavone formulation is vital for supporting the body in the formation and regeneration of bone to ensure your optimal skeletal health. I believe in Osteothera plus Ipraflavone so much that I've included it in the Intelligent Medicine Bone Health Protocol, and I recommend it to my patients. For more information and to purchase Osteothera plus Ipraflavone, just go to my online dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, answering your questions. And let's hear from Bella.
Hi. I feel like I'm just so tired all the time, no matter how much sleep I get or how little sleep I get. Especially after I eat, it just gets so bad. Or I eat food and I take a nap that makes me so tired from it. When I wake up, it's like I woke up so much more tired than I was before, and it's almost like I'm fighting to stay awake the entire rest of the day from this one meal. Just pasta, which I know is carb-heavy, so I could have a carb crash, but I feel like I would recover from it by now. But it affects the entire rest of my day, and it's like my body's so tired, and it's like I can't even keep my head up. I'm so exhausted. Like, it feels like I've been drugged almost, how tired I am.
All right. Well, you have a very interesting question, and in fact, I wrote an entire book about this subject many years ago called Tired All the Time, How to Regain Your Lost Energy. In that book, I say that, you know, there's no one remedy for tiredness. There are many, many causes. Tiredness is a many-splendored thing, and one person's cause for tiredness may not be relevant to another's. But your tiredness seems to be related to your food intake. And for some people, they're very intolerant to carbohydrates. They have ups and downs of blood sugar. And so it might be interesting to do certain tests on you. We would want to possibly try an elimination diet, but you want a low-carb paleo diet to see if the carbohydrates you're consuming or certain trigger foods are causing fatigue. Wheat and dairy are often culprits, but there could be others. And in addition, we want to take a look at your gastrointestinal tract because the gut is the source of certain sedating and tiring toxins that can develop when you eat foods. People experience what's called leaky gut syndrome, which means that when they eat, certain food particles traverse their gastrointestinal walls, get into the bloodstream, and cause symptoms, including brain symptoms. There also may be some blood sugar factors involved here. A glucose tolerance test may be a reasonable thing to do to see if you have hypoglycemia. Reactive hypoglycemia occurs after eating meals, and low blood sugar can make you really feel brain dead. So there are a variety of elements here. We may want to test your thyroid to see if you have a hidden thyroid problem. It may be that a sleep study is in order because your sleep quality, while you spend a fair amount of time in bed, is poor. And, you know, a sleep study might reveal that you have episodes of restless leg syndrome or gasping for breath where your sleep is interrupted and you're not getting efficient sleep. There may be some adrenal problems as part of this. So there's a wide variety of issues that could be involved. Even nutritional deficiencies and inadequate levels of certain vitamins like B12 can cause fatigue, low levels of iron, especially common in young women. And you sound like a young woman who's probably before the age of menopause. Iron deficiency is epidemic in your age group. So, you know, unfortunately, I can't give you the answer. I can just give you a series of possibilities that you need to investigate. You can get a copy of the book. It's still available, Tired All the Time, How to Regain Your Lost Energy, and use it as a kind of a checklist to go through some possibilities to work with a cooperative health professional who will run you through some of the tests that are necessary to see if indeed these are the causes of your fatigue. But by the way, in your complaint, It sounds like, even though this is a weekend, it sounds like a regular day in the office for me. I see a lot of younger folks like you who experience these types of problems, and they respond well to nutritional and integrative solutions, when conventional medicine often just attributes this to, you know, you're just depressed. Here, take an antidepressant. That'll pep you up. All right. Saunas have health benefits. In a previous story that I shared with you, saunas may improve the risk for heart disease. Why? When you go in a sauna, it's actually like a minor workout. So it is, in a way, equivalent in some ways to exercise. It really helps the blood circulation. And according to a new study, taking saunas may reduce the risk for stroke. Researchers studied over 1,620 men and women free of stroke at the start, and they looked at their behavior, and what they found is that individuals who took traditional Finnish saunas had a reduced incidence of stroke. Those who took saunas 2 to 3 times weekly were 12% less likely to have a stroke. So what they're saying here is that temperature increases can reduce inflammation, reduce arterial stiffness, and, oh, by the way, where do you think the study was done? It was done in Finland, the home of the sauna. So, yeah, heat therapies definitely have health benefits. You can get a regular sauna. You'll also help your body detoxify. All right, a new experiment underway in California. It's the place of innovation, and not just wacky ideas. The interest in food as medicine has found expression in California. A California study will be undertaken to see if giving food to patients actually improves their health. It's called the Ceres Community Project. Meals will be prepared for cancer patients by teenage sous chefs, and it's at the forefront of the food as medicine approach, increasingly embraced by physicians, we hope, health insurers, researchers, and public health officials. They're participating in an ambitious state-funded study to test whether providing daily nutritious meals to chronically ill, low-income people on Medi-Cal will affect their prognosis and treatment or have a beneficial impact on the cost of treatment. One study, they're going to provide 1,000 patients who have congestive heart failure or type 2 diabetes with a healthier diet and nutrition education. And all this part of a movement. We talked last week about the Diabetes Prevention Project, a project that was demonstrated to be more effective than diabetes medication at helping people optimize their diabetes in a preventive program based on simply diet and exercise, and that's definitely the way to go. All right, if you're trying to enhance your longevity, here's an idea. Leave the house. For older people, getting out of the house regularly may contribute to a longer life. The simple act of getting out of the house every day propels people into engagement with the world, said lead author of the Hebrew University Medical Center in Jerusalem. We saw similar benefits that you'd expect from treating blood pressure or cholesterol with medication. Social factors, they say, are important in the process of aging. So get out there, get away from the TV screen, and get into the real world, and you'll improve your life expectancy. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Thanks for joining us. Remember, this program is just the tip of the iceberg of the intelligent medicine phenomenon. Check out our website, subscribe to our podcasts and our newsletter. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Have a great weekend. Stay healthy.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands, why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.